This episode of the Axie on Creative Podcast is brought to you by Patreon. Creators, are you tired of being paid in clicks and likes? Patreon lets you build real, sustainable income through the direct support of your fans. The creative system is broken. If you're a creator, sign up on patreon.com now. That's patreon.com and start building the steady income stream you deserve. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axie on Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including the new book, The Motivation Code, which just released, getting so much great feedback. Thank you so much for all of you who have been writing in and telling me that you've been taking the assessment, that you've been discovering what drives you, and that you're applying that to your life in these very strange times that we're in. You know, I really believe more than ever right now, understanding why we are in a funk, understanding why we feel disengaged, understanding why, you know, we attribute it to just the broad cultural dynamics or just the pandemic itself or the uncertainty or working at home. But there are specific reasons why it's difficult for us to engage right now. And those specific reasons are going to be different for each and every person, depending on what it is that drives you, what it is that drives engagement, motivation, satisfaction in your life and in your work. And so discovering your motivation code, discovering which of those themes truly drive you, can be very beneficial in helping you stay engaged. So thank you to all of you who have been writing in, sharing your insights, sharing your motivation code on social. That's amazing, fantastic, and thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to know more, just go to toddhenry.com/mcode to learn more about the book or about the assessment itself. All right. So one of the things we often talk about here on the show is the fact that, you know, I always close with cover bands don't change the world. You have to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. And that's been the sign-off since 2005. We're almost at 15 years of the podcast now. And that's really been the sign-off since 2005. Cover bands don't change the world. What I mean by that is this. Listen, there's nothing wrong with playing cover music. If you're a band playing cover songs, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the point of that saying is it's not to disrespect people who play other people's music. It's to disrespect simply copying other people as a means to a shortcut to an end of gaining a little bit of attention, right? So copying others in order to gain attention rather than finding your voice, putting your voice in the world, making something unique that's going to resonate, that's going to add value to the world through the lens of your passion, skills, and experiences, is compromise. It's compromise to simply copy other people and not to strive to develop your voice and to make your voice resonate in your organization, in your community, or in the world at large. And so today I want to revisit a post I wrote, wow, I think 12 years ago, called 10 Questions to Help You Find Your Voice. And today we're going to talk about those 10 questions, some things that we can ask to help us identify what it is that we uniquely bring to the marketplace every day and how we can put that into play so that we are doing work that is unique and that connects with other people. All right, before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Patreon. So creators, I'm speaking to you. Yes, I am. Are you tired of being paid in clicks and likes? Of course, we all are, right? Clicks and likes are fine, but they don't put food on the table. Social media and streaming platforms help people find your work, but getting paid is another story. So with Patreon, you can stop rolling the dice of ad revenue and per stream payouts and grow your creative career through the direct support of the people who care the most, your fans. They care the most about your work. Let them support you. Since Patreon is built for creators, not advertisers, you'll skip the middleman and develop a sustainable income source by offering a recurring membership to your fans. In turn, they can get access to exclusive community, premium content, and the chance to become active participants in the work they love. Listen, the creative system is broken. It is. It puts algorithm over ideas. It puts quantity over quality. You know, it puts what's easy to sell over what's good. So if you're a podcaster, if you're a video maker, if you're a musician, a writer, an illustrator, creative person of any kind, if you're doing work that's of value to others, let them show you how valuable your work is. Sign up now on patreon.com. That's patreon.com and change the way your creativity is valued by building the steady income stream you deserve. Again, that's patreon.com. We thank Patreon for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right. So as I mentioned, since the early days of the Accidental Creative Podcast, 15 years ago, we've closed off with the phrase, cover bands don't change the world. you need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. Now, cover band is a band that plays other people's music, and they often fill music venues and they make money, but at the end of the night, people go home singing the music, right? Not always talking about the band, they're singing the music. The music is what lasts. Cover bands can create a moment, but music makers can write history in many ways. Cover bands are often quickly forgotten, but the music lives on. Now listen, that doesn't mean emulation is always wrong, as I said earlier. In fact, emulation is a key part of early growth and development as a creative professional. However, we cannot rely on imitation as a shortcut to success. If we do, our success will be hollow. It'll be without foundation. In order to add lasting, meaningful value, we must eventually find our own voice, find and develop our voice. But how do we do that? That's the big question. With the pressures and demands of daily work, it can often be overwhelming simply to deliver on expectations, let alone to try to find some unique way of engaging our day or unique way of positioning our work. But it's often in the midst of our work that we find the best clues for our deeper, resonant vocation. So the sources of both voice and vocation are close to the Latin word vocare, which means to call or to invoke. Right, so to call out. So your voice is the thing that's being called out of you. Your vocation is what's being called out of you, right? It's the underlying why of your passion, even if you've never considered it. And again, now I don't want to harp on motivation code, but for me, once I understood my motivation code, it completely unlocked some of these vocational things that I'd always known, but I didn't really have words for and all of that, right? Because I could see what was being called out of me by my circumstances. So we must actively search for our voice and clear a path for our voice to emerge. If it is uncovered, it's not manufactured. You don't just, build a voice. You don't just position yourself or personal brand yourself into something meaningful and resonant and authentic. You may not even like what you discover about who you are and what you uniquely bring at first. You may not like it, but by embracing it, you will position yourself to occupy the unique space for which you are wired. Okay. And we all have a sweet spot. We all have a unique space that we're wired to occupy and own. So here are a few questions that may help uncover clues to your voice. And again, it's overwhelming listening to this show. If you go to this episode, on the Axon Creative site, I actually list out all of these. You can actually get a transcript of this episode. Okay, so here are a few questions. Set aside time with a notebook or a journal to reflect on each of these. It's incredibly well-invested time if you do this. All right, number one, what angers you? Okay, now I'm not talking about road rage, right? I'm not talking about, somebody cut me off on the highway. I'm talking about compassionate anger. Compassion means to suffer with. Listen, every superhero needs a bad guy. So without one, the superhero has nothing to fight against. Are there specific things that evoke a compassionate anger in you, right? Compassion means to suffer with, means I'm willing to suffer on behalf of. What is it that evokes compassionate anger in you? All right. What are those systemic things? So what angers you? And think about some of those patterns in your life. When have you felt angered by experiencing something? Somebody needs to do something about that. Yeah, that somebody might be you. That could be a clue to your unique resonant voice. All right. Number two, what makes you cry or what moves you with emotion? Think about the last several instances that caused you to cry. So movies are fair game too. I've noticed that I almost always tear up while watching stories of underdogs who overcome incredible odds. I do. One of my top motivational themes in my motivation code is overcome, right? Some of my greatest work involves fighting for people who are oppressed or unheard, right? That's why I often say Accidental Creative is, we're freedom fighters for the creative class. It's what we are. We're freedom fighters, right? Because we want to be a part of helping overcome those obstacles or overcome those odds. So what makes you cry? What moves you with emotion? Think about the movies that have moved you, made you cry, made you get emotional. What are the common themes there? And what might that say about where you are uniquely positioned to be effective in the marketplace? Number three, what have you mastered? Are there tasks, skills, opportunities that you simply have mastered without thinking about? You can just do them without thinking, and other people look at you and say, how do you do that? I don't know. I just do it. These low friction activities might give you a clue to ways you can continue pursuing your voice. We learn through action, through observation, and then correction. So start with what you do well and work your way toward your goal. So that's the third one. What have you mastered? Number four, what gives you hope? What do you look forward to? What great vision do you have for your future and for the future of others? Hope is a powerful motivator. It is. And it can give you a clue to the ways in which you may be able to compel others to act as well. So what gives you hope? What do you believe that few people around you believe, or that people think you're crazy for believing? All right. Number five, as a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? So I'm not talking about the specific occupation, but I want you to think about what you wanted to be when you grew up, and what does that say about maybe how you're wired? We often forget the earliest clues to our voice, as we are burdened with the expectations of peers, teachers, parents, and eventually the marketplace. But those early days of wonder, the vast expanses of horizon that hinted at limitless possibility, can give us insight into the deeper seeds of fascination that still reside within us. So what did you, or do you, want to be when you grow up? What are the sort of themes within that that might speak to some of your aspirations that maybe have been buried for a while? Okay. Number six, if you had all the time and money in the world, what would you do? It astounds me how few people have asked themselves this question, and it astounds me more how few people can arrive at an answer when they do. We believe that a lack of resources is the obstacle to our happiness and fulfillment, but for many of us, the limitation has nothing to do with a lack of money or time. The limitation is our fear of falling short of our own self-perception. We point fingers at others because we can't reconcile our own fear of engagement. We don't think about limitless possibility because we're afraid of what would happen if we were to get it. You know, most of us think, if I only didn't have to deal with the limits of my resources, I could do what I want. But most of us haven't even defined what it is we want. I think it may have been Anatole France, I'm not sure, who said, that basically men long for eternal life, but they don't even know what they want to do with the one they've been given, something like that. I think that there is a really interesting thing that happens when we start thinking about what we would do if we had all the time and the money in the world. You know what I would be doing? I would be right here making podcasts for you, and I would be writing books and speaking. So fortunately, I've worked my way into an occupation that allows me to express my vocation. But I would just encourage you to think about, if you had all the time and the money in the world, what would you do? I mean, laying around on the beach is an incredibly unfulfilling way to live. All right. Number seven. What would blow your mind? And thanks to my friend Lisa Johnson for this one. She's the one who first asked me this question. Take about an hour to list 40 things that would blow your mind if they happened. You'll get to about 15 before you find it difficult. You will. Keep going. List out everything that would thrill you if it were to happen, including relational things, business things, travel, ambitions, hopes, etc. My wife and I have done this a few times. We've gone away and we've made these lists, and we stretch each time we do. And to date, many of the things in our list have actually happened. Things that seem crazy when we first wrote them down have actually happened. Now, some never will, of course. But it's a great way to identify patterns in your motivation. What is it that you're actually aspiring toward? Okay, so what would blow your mind? Sit down, make a list of 40 things that would blow your mind if they happen. All right, number eight, what platform do you own? No need to start over. Most people think I have to go out and build something brand new. There's no need to start over. Build from where you are. What platform do you already have for self-expression? What foundation can you build on to begin affecting the kinds of change you'd like to see? Never trust someone who says that they want to see the world change, but they can't affect change in their own neighborhood. Don't, right? We need to stop going out and trying to change the world. And instead, we need to start changing the world around us. That's how we discover our voice. So what platform do you already own? Where are you already influential? Start there and work your way outward. That's how you discover where your voice resonates. All right. Number nine, what change would you like to see in the world? So if you could identify a single delta, a big change that you would like to see before you die, what would it be? And by the way, be honest. Don't say ending world hunger, having, you know, making sure everybody has clean drinking water. That's fine. For some people, that might actually be it. But what I'm saying is, don't be a cover band. Don't adopt somebody else's vision and think, well, this is what I should want, right? Instead, think about, what is the change I would spend myself to see happen? Don't be afraid to think big, but be specific. What do you want to be different about the world because you lived? You may not be the one to lead this change, but you may play a significant role in it. And by the way, think relationships here too. The single biggest change that you and I have the capacity to make is in the lives of other people. Okay, so what change would you like to see in the world? And then finally, number 10, if you had one day left on this planet, how would you spend it? If you knew that you would evaporate at midnight tonight, how would you spend your last day on Earth? What questions would you ask? Who would you spend time with? What kind of work would you do? Again, this is an interesting way to begin identifying patterns within your passions, your skills, and your experiences. And, you know, frankly, I've never really loved the question, you know, live or the statement, live as if this is your last day, because if this is my last day, I'm probably going to eat a lot of cheeseburgers and probably do a lot of things I just want to do, right? But I like to think about it, and I wrote about this in the book, Die Empty. I like to think about it as if, you know, imagine a journalist is following you around all day and they're going to document you for one day. And their documentation of this day is going to be the testament for all time about what you valued and what you cared about. How would you live your day? I think you probably would live it a little differently if you knew that this one day was going to determine your legacy. Well, the truth is, every day determines our legacy, how we approach each day. Now, that doesn't mean we have to exhaust ourselves every day, but it does mean we need to be diligent and we need to be urgent about doing the things that matter each and every day. Listen, we need you. You are not disposable, and your contribution to the rest of us is not discretionary. It's not. Do not abdicate your contribution. If you do, you will spend the final days of your life wishing you'd treated your time here with more purpose. Today, here, now, in this moment, resolve to uncover your voice and to begin affecting change in the world. Begin to do it today. You may be reluctant to accept the role that you can play, but resolve to engage. Friends, spend yourself on what matters. Discover your voice. That is the unique gift, the unique opportunity you and I have been given. Discover your voice and then spend yourself on behalf of others. Build a delta, build a change that represents what you care about, a body of work that stands as a testament to your time on this planet, uniquely that you lived on this planet. And by work, I don't mean your job. I mean any place in your life where you're adding value by your presence. That's your family, that's your neighborhood, that's your community, that's any place where you add value. Resolve to engage. Empty yourself on behalf of others. And then at the end of your life, die empty of regret, but full of satisfaction for a life well lived. Right? I think that's all any of us can ask for. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, again, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.